And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking about the upcoming Motherlode Fair that runs July 1st through the 4th. We're joined in studio today by the manager of the Motherlode Fair, Ken Allstott. Next thing I want to ask you about is going back to the livestock auction. In the past couple of years, there have been a lot of questions and some concerns about poultry and not being able to have poultry at the fair. Can you explain a little bit about that and if that's going to be changing here this year?
Yeah, so in 2019, there was a disease out there called Newcastle's, and due to the spread of it and concerns, we haven't been allowed the last 2 years to show poultry during the local fairs. And so the one good thing about COVID was that it got us a chance to people stay in place, and so the Newcastle's has been eradicated. And so we're really excited that the kids are going to be able to come back in this year and show poultry items, and it's huge for this area too, with Diesel Ranch in the area and turkeys, and so we're really glad that that's going to be back and be showcased this year.
So one good thing during the year of COVID is that Newcastle's disappeared then. So.
Yes, sir.
You know, also specialty acts. Is there anything more that you'd like to add in regards to special acts this year?
Yeah, so we're really excited. We have three roving acts coming in this year. And the first one is Tadpole the Clown. We also have Louis Fox the Magician. And then we have a unique person called Violin on Fire. And I'd recommend you go to YouTube, check this guy out. He's from the Valley area, and he's going to be up here for the fair this year.
Sounds fun. I'll definitely have to check that out. You know, for tickets, people who want to buy tickets for the fair, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, the best way is we have three local companies that are selling tickets for us. The first one is Grocery Outlet, Tractor Supply, and Hearst Ranch. And you can get your pre-sale adult tickets there for $8. That's a saving of $2. And you can also get a pre-sale carnival wristband for $25, which saves you $10. Also this year, for any veterans or first responders, we're doing free admission to the fair every day. All you need to do is just show your ID at the ticket booth and you'll get a free ticket.
So a special thank you to first responders.
Yes, yes.
And then I also want to ask you a little bit about a food drive. I heard that's going to be new this year as well.
Yeah, so one of the things we were looking at doing this in such a short time was how could we help support the community? And the idea first came about through the community here of Buy Local program that the radio station supported. And for us, we wanted to see how we could give back. And so one of the things we came up with was doing a food drive. So during the fair this year, you can bring in two canned food items on Thursday only, and you can receive a $2 discount off of a regular fair admission ticket. And this program is going to help support ATCA and then the agencies that they help support also.
A way the fair helps give back to the community.
That's our goal.
Does it any rules or restrictions? It could be any type of canned food?
So the canned food has to be canned. No glass jars, please. And then no dented items. And please, no expired items.
You know, when you look at county fairs across the state of California, what would you say is kind of some of the biggest challenges right now facing fairs?
The first one is financials. Most fairs, you know, had to go a year without receiving income or very little income. And then the other biggest issue was staffing. Most fairs had to lay off their staff, and they're still having issues regaining that. And that's probably why some of the decisions not to host some fairs, plus the COVID restrictions, took place this year. Fortunately for the Motherlode Fair, they were able to keep all of its staffing and keep operations going, and they're in a position to still be here and help the community going forward.
You know, the various different things that take place at the fairgrounds throughout the year, do you feel it's important that the community kind of come out and support the local fair this coming weekend?
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to see you there, but remember, this is your fairgrounds, and we're always there. You know, when a fire breaks out for an evacuation center or when there's power outages, we open the buildings up for cooling and Wi-Fi services. And of course, many, many, many of the community events are held at the fairgrounds annually.
You know, for people who are just curious how fairs work, you know, you are the manager and you have a staff, and then there's also a board of directors, correct?
Yes. So traditionally you have 9 board of directors, and those are appointed by the governor's office, and they typically serve 4-year terms. We currently only have 6 board members. So if you think you might be interested, go to the governor's website and fill an application for an appointment to the board of directors for the 29th DAA.
And Ken, I understand there's going to be some other events that we haven't talked about as well, one of which is a cornhole competition?
Yes. So on Saturday, July 3rd, beginning at 4 p.m., there's a cornhole tournament. And you can sign up through the fair website and participate in that. And my understanding is because we threw some extra add-on person there that we have a lot of people already registered for this tournament. So we're excited to do this. It's the first time. Also this year, we have the number two lumberjack in the world, Nate Hodges, is going to be with us on Thursday and Friday, and he's bringing his axe-throwing demonstration trailer with him. The demonstration will also be set up on Saturday and Sunday, and locals can come in and demonstrations, learn how to throw an axe, and then there'll even be some evening competitions and maybe some other local competitions among some different employees with the different companies.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So people, locals, could actually throw a real axe and learn how it's done.
Yes, sir.
And this is one of the best in the country that's coming to the Mother Lode Fairs?
He's the number two lumberjack in the world. And my understanding is he's also going to have with him on Saturday and Sunday the number one axe throwing from the Lumberjack Jubilee from last year.
Then the cornhole competition. I've caught the tail end watching one of those. I've never actually competed. For those who aren't familiar, what is the cornhole game?
So the cornhole is set up where it's two boards. I believe they're approximately 35 feet apart. And you throw what would be similar to four sandbags. And they have a way of scoring points, whether they make it in the hole or they're on the board. And have a certain number that they have to get up to. I believe it's 21. And if people are interested in this beforehand, you can download the app Scoreholio. So the word score, H-O-L-I-O, and then you can pre-register for the event.
Okay. Is it something you do individually or as a team?
I believe you can do both.
Mm-hmm. And then is there going to be a wood mill as well this year?
Yeah, so we're excited. Covert's is bringing their wood mill down, and they're going to do a daily demonstration Thursday through Saturday around 6 to 7 p.m. And then also Covert's this year is going to have apple cider tasting in the Manzanita building down there where the farms of Tuolumne County will be. So we're really excited about that.
Any other special acts or anything else that we haven't mentioned?
I believe that covers most of the items.
Very good. So then, so we're kind of recapping the upcoming Mother Lode Fair, July 1st through the 4th. And if you just caught the tail end of the show, you know, if you can just run through again the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, what are some of the main highlights people can catch?
Sure. So the fair opens daily from 3 p.m. and goes to 11 p.m. On Thursday, the free concert Bad Moon Rising starts at 7 p.m. On Friday, the truck tractor pull start at 7. On Saturday, the truck tractor pull start at 6. And the demolition derby on Sunday at 6 p.m. also. Also new this year, once again, is the Farms of Tuolumne County. The still exhibits you'll want to see, and also the commercial exhibits. And we also ask that you come out and support the local nonprofits that'll be on display this year.
And you say ahead of each day, it's going to be completely fumigated at this post-COVID-19 time?
Yeah, so we'd like to thank the local Nick Chase for bringing his company in, and each morning he's going to fumigate all the buildings and the carnival area for us, and we really, really appreciate that.
Well, anything else you'd like to add as we head into the upcoming fair weekend?
Well, stay cool, and we'd like to see you July 1st through the 4th.
Again, we thank Ken Allstott for being our guest during the first two segments of this weekend's Mother Lode Views. During the final segment, we're going to be focusing solely on the Junior Livestock Auction. We're going to hear all the latest following the Fair Board's decision this past Wednesday to move it from a virtual auction to an in-person auction. Coming up next, we'll hear from Sue Moore, who is the president of the Small Livestock Association and a member of the Junior Livestock Committee. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. That final segment coming up in just a minute.